HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Fireborn by Ashlyn Fowler. Performed by Hayden Bishop. Prologue. I pledge my life to the Hunting Lodge. I vow to serve all 7 clans as my own, to protect them from what lies beyond. I forsake all blood ties and blood feuds, to offer up my name and my past. The Hunters are my family, now and always. I swear before them that I will never lower my weapons in the face of darkness, nor allow tyranny to rise. Chapter 1. The sky over the Hunting Lodge was ominously dark, and the air smelled of snow. 12 gazed up at the scudding clouds with storm gray eyes and huddled deeper into her furs, stamping her feet to stay warm. Her classmates' chatter steamed in the air around her, and 12 watched them moodily, trying to swallow her impatience. "For goodness sake!" shouted Weapons Master Victory, her eyes sweeping the group. "If you can't even lift it, how on earth are you going to swing it? Anyone who can't raise their weapons over their head, return them to the armory for something lighter at once." Several students scurried away and 12's scowl deepened. Losing her temper in battle class never paid off, though. Victory was more likely than any of the other hunters to punish students with night watches or the dreaded dungeons. Plus, the lesson looked interesting if they could get to it. Upright wooden stumps covered the snow-dusted training ground, promising something out of the ordinary. "By the frost!" cried Victory as the students trickled back. "If you can't move faster than that, every creature from here to the frozen forest will make an easy meal of you." A nervous silence fell over the assembled class. "The brighter among you might have identified today's aim," Victory continued, her disbelief obvious as she spoke. "You'll be sparring in pairs while standing on the stumps to improve your balance and footwork. I don't want to see any feet on the ground." 12 almost smiled as anticipation fizzed through her. This would be a challenge. "If you haven't mastered last week's exercises, then you're going to struggle," Victory said, her eyes lingering on a few of the younger students who were looking distinctly anxious. "Now form up in pairs and begin yesterday's attack sequence. Remember, constant vigilance." As usual, everyone scrambled eagerly away from 12 into their pairs. She rolled her eyes. If they were too frightened to spar with her, that was their problem, not hers. Her gaze wandered over the familiar buildings around her instead. The kitchen, dining hall, stables, armory, and rest house surrounded the octagonal training ground where she stood. All of them were sturdy structures that had withstood the elements for centuries, but all were dwarfed by the defensive walls soaring above them. Even the council house, by far the grandest building with its beautifully carved pillars, appeared little more than a toy beneath those walls. High above 12's head, the 2 sky bridges arced gracefully between the ramparts, quartering the distant octagon of sky and allowing patrolling hunters to see for miles. 12, Victory frowned. "Partnerless again." There were a few snickers. The weapons master scowled and stepped closer, lowering her voice. "Practicing alone will only take you so far. You need a decent sparring partner to challenge yourself." Her blue eyes scanned 12's face, piercing and expectant. 12's reply was halted by a hand squeezing her arm.
I'll practice with you,"
7 offered, carefully avoiding the weapons master's gaze. Victory's sigh, as she strode away, said it all.
"Keeping the weirdos together," someone muttered.
12 spun to confront them, her cheeks flaming, but the speaker was already lost in the shifting crowd. The pale redheaded girl beside her beamed, and 12 groaned. Sparring with 7 was worse than practicing with a straw dummy. Her attention span was shorter than a snarrow's, and her skills with any weapon doubtful at best. On top of that, although she was probably about 13 years old, like 12, her build was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?